Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we are talking about questions and answers in our series that don't fit to regular topics and any feedback. So we'll be talking about some things later on, but first I want to get into the homework that hopefully you've been doing. Some people are, you know, zipping right through it and not having any problems, and others are, things are taking some time and have to come and go on some of these things. Either way, that's fine. Whatever situation you're in, that's where you are. We all have a different, shall we say, starting point. And wherever that is, that's exactly where God wants you right now. So our, in the process of evaluating where we want to go, sometimes that sheds light on where we are. And we may not be real happy with where we are. But the way to start getting out of where you are first is to find out where you are. You are here. Big red X on the map. So you can get your bearings and know where it is. Start making those plans. And that's part of what we'll be doing very specifically is how to get from where we are now to where we want to be. But to be able to do that, we need to establish both of those. And one thing to remember to really... Part of the, well, the, actually the main goal of the process is not to reach your goals. I know that might be kind of a bummer, but it's not. It's not to reach those goals. The main purpose is the process. The skills, the relationship that is developed as we bring these big ticket items in our lives, overcoming negative habits that we've been struggling with in the solical realm, also developing our supernatural skills, our ability to know God in reality. If God wanted you to, He could make you, have you be completely free of all your wounds, all your crises, all your situations. Be no problem for Him. He could also make you perfectly able to function in every aspect of the supernatural realm just by a thought. But He chooses not to do that. Why? Why doesn't He just finish the work in our soul just as He has finished the work in our spirit? And when we step back and look at His creation of humankind, why did He do it the way He did it? He created His first son, Adam, male and female, able to completely commune with Him. Without any interference, God created Adam, the first man, complete and entire, spirit, soul, and body. He was not wounded. He didn't have any interferences or obstacles he needed to overcome. And he was receiving his life fully, spirit to spirit, from God. But then we see that God created the circumstance. He sent that temptation so that there would be that separation between the spirit and the soul. We know that when God said in the day that you eat of it, eat of the fruit of that tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. But physically he didn't die, and soulically he didn't die. He still had a mind, will, and emotions. But his spirit died. The ability to receive life from the source of life, God, was destroyed. That connection was no longer there. So now, through Christ, through his second son, his final son, we are sons through him. We see that that connection was restored in our spirit. But our soul has learned a lot of bad habits. And has been wounded and has lost the skills that are necessary to function connected to our spirit. Why did God do that? And so here we are. Why did God do that? Why was that necessary? Because there's a difference between knowing God because you've never known anything else and knowing God because you've learned to know him. One thing, one huge thing that we have, you and I have, as we are learning to depend on God, and as we are experiencing freedom and healing and what he has for us, as we experience freedom from the bad and enjoyment of the good, as we learn to know him and depend on him and experience him to his fullest, we have something that the first man, Adam and Eve, did not have, could not have, were not capable of experiencing. And that is gratitude. Appreciation. There's a lot of bad things, regret, guilt, a lot of bad things too, but there was no way that Adam and Eve would ever experience appreciation for God because he had always been there. You could say they were spoiled. Because they never had to work for anything God gave them. They were innocent, naive little children that had no appreciation for God himself, for what he was, for their own creation. So he could not be appreciated. So we know God's nature is to give. And unfortunately, the only part that we can see was developed within Adam and Eve was the skill to receive. They did not reflect, could not reflect that there was really no opportunity to reflect that other characteristic that they had of also being givers. They were givers. It was part of their nature. But there was never an opportunity because God filled all in all. There was never any risk, never any sacrifice, never any challenge. Because everything they had, everything they needed, they already had. So now God has introduced to us a way to relearn our relationship with Him. But the final result of you and I achieving the same level of receiving eternal life, it does not return us to the state of being that Adam and Eve were. We are never admonished or encouraged to go back. We are not planning our life here on this earth, and God's strategies for this earth never involved a sidetrack. You know, if Adam and Eve hadn't have fallen, we wouldn't be someplace better. Nothing would have changed. It was necessary from the beginning. This is the purpose from the beginning. Just as the Lamb was slain before the beginning. Because it was necessary for us to be able to not only receive all our needs, all our life from God, but also experience gratitude. From having our wounds healed, from gaining understanding, from learning to know God and all that He is. So for ourselves, for you and I, we are experiencing that same pattern. It's likely that most of us have at one point or another seen a change God has done in our lives. And possibly at that time we thought, oh, nothing else could compare. And yet, it wanes. And we let it wane. We don't set out a course for our lives. We don't set a course for knowing God. Very often, instead, we're shuffled into a church or a group or set upon, this is what you need to do now, type of thing. But God's ways of doing things are not our ways. And even as we have one experience or another, He is setting each circumstance an obstacle, an opportunity in our lives to bring us into greater and greater dependence on Him. The result will be that we will have experienced disappointment and encouragement, crisis and rest. We will have experienced the fruitlessness of trying to do things our way. and the freedom of learning to depend on Him and experiencing that He comes through . Remember, He has set out every aspect of your life for these purposes. You've never been sidetracked. You've never been detoured around what God's purposes for you are. His purposes for you are, again, threefold. To expose your flesh, heal your wounds in your soul, and develop that intimate relationship with Him. He gives us tasks and projects along the way to accomplish those purposes. And you can see those purposes are always between us and Him. So when we look at our goals, overcoming the negative and developing the positive, we see how they fit the overall plan for what God has for us as human beings here on this earth, or spirit beings here on this earth. And if you need a reminder of this, we have that chart. If you're not familiar, there's that chart on the front page of Blog Talk Radio, the profile page. The first link there is a chart. It talks about the three realms of reality and how we are now spirit beings. So in the negative, we are learning to receive that healing and to change our minds by depending on God and learning to cooperate with Him in overcoming those obstacles, in overcoming our past, overcoming our negative, overcoming our scripts. So part of the process is freeing us. We recognize that our goals at any given time in the supernatural realm deal with things that we want to overcome that are holding us back from peace, from rest, from freedom. And also we recognize that we are lacking supernatural skills in relating to the supernatural realm. And those, most of the time, we see as much more fun. And that's why we've divided them into negative goals and positive goals. Or goals dealing with negative things in our lives and goals dealing with positive things in our lives. And in a sense, they're tied together. Because very often, what we'll find is if we struggle in one area, it will affect the other. We are vulnerable in areas that are important to us. And likely that an area that's important to us will be an indicator of where you have a desire to develop a skill and where God wants you to develop a skill to relate to the supernatural realm to start with. Our final, ultimate goal, and I don't know anybody who's come anywhere near close to this, so we'll just be patient. Now, that doesn't mean that God just doesn't speed things up, but so far, this is where we're at. That the supernatural realm would be as concrete to us as the physical realm. If you just look around, that natural realm is. That you'd be able to distinguish between the soulical and the supernatural realm with ease. That there would be absolutely, you don't have to stop and think, okay, or ask God, okay, show me where the door is. Or please identify what that, you know, big thing is with all the leaves on it. You recognize it's a tree, and you can see where the door is, and you go through the door, and you know what that tree is. You've learned that through experience. Likewise, in the supernatural, our goal is that that would be as comfortable to us as the natural is now. Obviously, we've got a ways to go, but we can. It is God's desire that we be in process, moving towards that, those goals, those final goals. So, where have we? We need to catch up on some homework here. We, in the negative areas, in the negative realm, your homework has been to be taking those 3 days that we've narrowed it down to, and obviously we can't go through all the different lessons that have brought us to this place. So just remember, if you need to catch up, just go back and listen to the Saturday morning programs. They're all available on the site, and they've all been archived in podcast. Yes, I am going to eventually, you know, try to get this into either a book or CD, something. But for right now, this is what we have time for, and this is kind of information that will hopefully get us all moving in the right direction. Really, what we're really doing is applying what we've been learning on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursday mornings at 7:30. So you've taken the list, and you've narrowed it down to your 3 days, and you've looked at what those 3 days, what in the 5 years in the future, if you could just wave your magic wand and everything was perfect, all your problems were solved, what would it look like? What would it feel like? How would, you know, the activities, what would it be? Describe it in full detail. And then we were talking about your most recent homework assignment was that knowing that you can't control others, how would you feel? How, put yourself in that situation and look around. What are you seeing? How are people treating you? How are you treating them? How are you responding? How are you thinking? What are the scripts going through your head? What are your new habits? And being very specific. Because you probably by now know what's coming next. Okay, for each one of those days, you know, we had listed who's involved in that. For instance, if it's Christmas, who's there? Who's celebrating Christmas with you in this perfect day 5 years in the future? Who's celebrating with you? So now, for each one of those 3 days, for each one of those people, each one of those situations, go back and very specifically write out what is the difference between now and then. Don't worry about filling in the gap yet. Okay? Just be descriptive. For instance, you know, say there's, you know, during Christmas, everybody gets into a fight over, you know, being late to visit relatives. So it's very stressful, and you can't get the kids all in their outfits, and you've spent too much money, so that's weighing on the back of your head, and so there's just a lot of yelling. And of course, you've got this grudge against, you know, your one of your in-laws, and you fill in the blanks. But in 5 years from now, the perfect situation, what would be different? And let's go ahead and start with getting it out of your system, just the surface. Describe for me. What would be the difference between Christmas last year and Christmas 5 years from now. You've brought some things to the surface. You can be as specific as you want, but for right now, just let's stick to the surface issues. Okay, so then moving on to the positive areas where you've been developing a list of 3 to 5 areas that you've always wanted to investigate as far as the supernatural realm. Maybe they're one of the gifts, or 2 or 3 or 5 of the gifts, or you've heard of supernatural experiences, or maybe you've been intrigued by some of the things we've talked about regarding time or teleportation, or even there might even be some things that have interested you that you've heard about in the occult. Now, and we remember that the devil doesn't create anything. Okay, he only copies what he sees God doing. So even in the demonic, there's all they're doing is moving in the supernatural. Okay, and we own the supernatural. So there's nothing that they can do that we can't do. Okay, so if there's something there, and you've written down that list of 3 or 5 or 10 or whatever, and you've asked God, okay, am I missing anything? And he perhaps has added something or taken away something on your list. And that's where we are now, just finalizing it down to a definitive focus. And that's what we're going to go ahead and do this time, is narrow it down to no more than 3. And I want you to really ask God and be very confident that he's directing your attention to, it's going to be no more than 3, but it might be just 1. And say you've always wanted to move in the gift of healing, or you've always wanted to see an angel, or whatever it is, write it down and be very specific about it. Or you've really always wanted to be able to hear him very, very clearly about direction for your life. Whatever it is, and don't worry about whether somebody else would consider it a supernatural goal. Okay? The process is what's important, not doing it right. Okay? Things will get clarified as we move along, because the goal is depending on God, because that's what you're going to do next. You're going to take that list and just really, your goal for the next homework, next Saturday, is to have taken those, have narrowed your list down to 3, no more than 3, and at least 1, that God has confirmed to you that's what he wants to train you on. Okay, I want you to be able to start with the confidence that what you are going to be putting your energy and effort into is what God wants to train you on. Not something that is just interesting to you, but that's very often how he gets our attention onto what he wants to talk to us about. But also that he is ready. He is willing. He desires to train you on this 1 or 2 or 3 things. Normally, you know, if it was just under certain circumstances, I'd say, let's just focus on 1. But I know that God deals with so many of us in a variety of different ways. So we don't want to limit him. And it may be better for you to have 3 different things going. So be open for that. But we're going to put a boundary on it, and it's just going to be 3. And that's something I've asked God about. So you can be bound by that. 3 or 2 or 1. He may direct you to any one of those numbers of 3 of items on your list. So that's your homework for next week. And we'll be getting back together again on Monday at 7:30. We'll see you then, and have a great weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.